Now, cost of living supports that were paid out as part of recent budgets have played a critical role in preventing a rise in poverty. That's according to a new report from think tank TASC, whose mission calls for action on social change. It says temporary payments like energy credits, lump sum social welfare payments, pandemic unemployment payments, bonuses in child benefit and carers allowances help the most vulnerable in society. Well, joining us now to discuss this is senior economist with TASC, Oisin Gilmore. Oisin, thank you for coming into us this morning. I just wonder, how do you qualify that statement in your report that these supports can help prevent poverty?
Well, clearly, if we just look at the last number of years, they have. The CSO has estimated the impact of these supports, what would be happening with the risk of poverty rate, both with them and without them. And if you took away these supports, the at-risk of poverty rate in Ireland would be significantly higher than it currently is. And this is particularly true if you look at-risk groups, such as those over 65, those unable to work due to disabilities, people with low levels of education, people who live in rented accommodation.
OK, and we do know that the government has ruled out a specific cost of living package in the next budget. What would you say to persuade them otherwise?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily try to persuade them otherwise. I think the problem is that what we've seen over the last number of years is repeated temporary interventions. So 5 years ago, when COVID happened, that was to some degree understandable. You know, this was a surprising shock to society and to the economy. There was a need for a temporary once-off intervention to support people who might have been forced out of work and so on. But the government has kind of taken this as almost a new model of intervening to support people on low incomes. So when Russia invaded Ukraine and we had the significant increase in inflation and the resulting cost of living crisis, there was a once-off package in spring 2022. Then there was another once-off package in the subsequent budget, another once-off package in the subsequent budget, another once-off package in the next budget. This kind of repeated once-off packages, I think, isn't sustainable. What we need is long-term planning and long-term strategy to address inequality and poverty and deprivation in our society.
And the government would say there are turbulent times ahead. There's a looming trade war with tariffs potentially still on the way. They could really hit the economy very hard. We know that we've heard about tough decisions that have to be made on things like housing and on health. Can you understand why there might not be an appetite for allocating these types of supports?
Sure. Well, I'd quickly say three things. Firstly, is that the other thing we hear about constantly is large budget surpluses. So I'm not so convinced of that. The second thing is, if we talk about tough decisions shouldn't be made on the least well-off in our society. If tough decisions need to be made, it should be those most able to bear them that bear the consequences of those decisions. And the third thing I would say is that if you look at these recent interventions over the last 5 years, they have been effective in addressing poverty and deprivation, but they haven't been very targeted. So everybody has kind of benefited from them, but they haven't been very targeted. So in terms of the bang for the buck, you maybe aren't getting necessarily what you need.
Just your second point there then, do you mean further tax rises for people who you say could afford it?
If that's necessary, that's a possibility. But, you know, I don't think there really is a need for further tax rises given the state of the budget over the last number of years.
OK, well, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. That senior economist with TASC, Oisin Gilmore. The time now is just gone 7:30.